Unit 31, The Story of Storks. The story that babies are brought into the home by the stork may have started in northwestern Europe, where the stork is a commonplace sight and is well respected. The stork has white feathers, black winged quills, and a red beak and legs. It stalks fish and other small water creatures in meadows and marshes. Sometimes it is seen in high places such as steeples or chimneys, standing on one leg. The stork has often been regarded as a sign of good luck. Whenever a pair of storks build a nest on a housetop, the Romans regarded it as a sign of good fortune given by Venus, the goddess of love. The stork was also regarded as a good luck bird in Germany and the Netherlands. These superstitions persist today. In some places, wheels are put on tops of houses to give storks nesting places. Centuries ago, there was already a belief that the stork flew over a house where a birth was about to take place, bringing good luck to the family. The story of storks delivering babies probably arose from this superstition and from many fathers' and mothers' difficulty in explaining to their children where the new baby came from. It is quite understandable that parents should use the symbol of good luck and the guardian of the home to help explain the arrival of a new member of the family.